And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is, are you being your own Valentine? So many of you come to us with questions and concerns and issues about your love relationships. These are, we understand, quite important to you all in your human lives. The idea of love is what is upon us here now. Valentine's Day is representing true love between human beings. It can be family members, community members, those in the world that you are thinking of and asking for blessings upon. And here we ask you, are you being loving to yourself? Are you in love with yourself? Are you treating yourself the way you would another that you love with true unconditional love? This is our conversation here this week, because what we see is often you are looking outside of yourselves to gather love. You have expectations that if someone loves you, that they will do this or that for you, that they will intuit what you need, what you wish or desire, that they will be that aspect that will be there for you in every way that you feel you need support and love and nourishment and nurturing and kindness. Dear ones, love is not outside of yourself. It is not possible for another human being to meet you in that space and deliver all that you are asking for, all that you feel you need, all that you are expecting. It is not the design of life, and it is not anyone else's job to be your Valentine in that way. It is your job to be your own nourishing, beautiful Valentine, that which loves you unconditionally. And by this we mean that you are loving yourself with the things that you love about yourself and the things that you are not happy about with yourself, because these areas are the ones in which you are going to be growing as you love yourself completely at every level of being. This love for yourself must arrive in your being. Valentine's Day is simply a reminder of this, because as you are looking outside to be receiving gifts or diamonds or electronics or whatever the gifting is, magnificent dinners, bottles of champagne, whatever it is that your ego mind is looking for, is hoping for, and is expecting, all of those things matter not. We know you know this, because true love is unconditional, no expectations. It is at peace. It is comforting. It is presence. It is love, and this is the love from God. and your spirit. So come back home. This is our message here for you on this week of Valentine's Day. Come back home to your center. This is your heart center. This is you loving you with compassion, letting go of any judgment or criticism or punishment, because the ego mind wants to keep you in submission to it. So if it can keep you unhappy, it wins. Your happiness is not dependent on anything outside of you. Your happiness is of your own making every moment. So as you are living at the center of your being, and this is your heart center, with gratitude, with joy, appreciation, recognition of all of the goodness in your life, this is the best and highest way for you to experience love of self and being your own true Valentine. We wish you a beautiful and loving week this week, and we ask you to release any of the gripping on expectations. As you do, any of the disappointments or disillusionments or resentments or any of those waves that are all based on expectations of love coming to you from the outside, these will simply fall away, and all that will be within your heart and within your entire being is unconditional love for yourself, for all of life on earth. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.